Hello and welcome to episode 7 of the Milk Bar Podcast, which is the bi-weekly Milkmen podcast where we focus on comedic commentary, pop culture from the week prior, including news, TV and film and gaming and a bit of food as well, because we all love food. Today, I'm joined by Angus Frank. Simon, why are you shaking your head?
Because I don't love food.
No.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
Simon, Ellis, Christopher, Daniel, myself, Osham, and Stephen.
We're so, all here again.
You've done that in one take, that's impressive.
I'm honestly, I'm so good at this. Remember the first episode where I was like, I just can't do it. Can't do it. But now we're here and we're fucking
professional
we're
now,
professionals now, mate. Yeah, we've even upgraded the fucking tablecloth.
Yeah. Mm.
So
now we can do this.
Don't. No.
It's nice and soft. Hey?
Oh, no.
What? Okay. <It's good. laughs> How are we all doing? We all good? Yeah?
Yeah, man.
That's usually where someone fucking says something.
We all just ignored you.
We all good?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm not too bad, mate.
Good. Yeah. Anyway.
Let's just go straight on it. Stop knocking the fucking table, Stephen.
Yes, Stephen.
You did that in the first episode, and when we were editing it, guess what? Loads of fucking knocks. Stop it, or I'm going to hit you in the dick. All right?
That's a damn small cheers, target.
Sorry. There's just no need for that. Literally, I'm threatening to hit him in the balls. And even I thought that was too far. Moving on. Our Week in 6 Seconds, a segment where all of the milkmen delicately describe the notable events and ongoings from their week prior. Within 6 seconds, not five, not four, not two, but it's 6 seconds. So that's what we're going to do. And I'm going to suggest that Stephen goes first today.
It's not
and I know
bit.
Exactly what it's going to be.
How about we just do someone else?
How about you get a life and do something? You know what I mean? Come to this prepared and say something interesting.
Still on the steroids week four, is it?
Sorry. Week three. Steroids.
Wasn't week three last week?
Oh, God, it's affecting his brain
now. Yeah, well... Got the gains, but slowed down my brain.
And your brain wasn't very fast to begin
with. No.
Oof.
And the cock is still small. Anyway, Stephen, let's go. 6 seconds. Ellis getting the clock out.
Getting his wild.
Clock, not cock. 3, 2, 1, go.
Play video games.
Anything else? Quick, you've got 3 more seconds.
Oh, we're out of time.
What video games did you play? Any new ones other than Destiny 2? Please say something. I'm assuming not.
Among Us.
Oh, I did play Among Us, yeah.
Yeah.
You were saying something like there's an update or like it's because I played obviously like when it was massive and it obviously still is a bit, but there's like new things or something. I haven't really played it properly.
I mean, you played it last week, but yeah.
Yeah, no, but I haven't played it properly, mate. Oh, my God. Fucking hell. Go on, let's just explain a bit of Among Us because you don't do any fucking else. So.
I mean, it's an old game.
How old is it now?
It's a few years old.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Few years.
Yeah, well, it came out during lockdown, didn't it?
Yeah, 2020.
So like 3 years. Oh,
it came out, I think it came out the year before, but it only got popular during lockdown.
It came out before your last PC broke.
Wow.
And that's a long time ago.
Can we blow my old PC up, by
the
way?
Yes.
Can we actually?
With like, what?
Your mate has a farm, doesn't he?
Yeah.
With what? A fire and then get loads of fucking
C4. Oh, yeah. We can use it to target practice, set the guns up.
Gun? Yeah, we can shoot at it.
My guns. You know, we have...
what about my guns? Eh?
Nah, they won't work.
Nah, shit, like...
Sorry. That was bad. I apologise.
You should.
To everyone.
Asshole.
What guns do you have?
We've got 2 rifles and then...
Yeah, but they're only 22s. That's not going to fucking blow up my PC.
I can't go and buy an illegal gun, you know what I mean?
Well, you could.
I could.
You just
but
choose not to.
I wouldn't be mentioning it online if I did.
Fair point.
All right, we'll cut this bit out.
Yeah, I've got them 4.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Any others?
Nah, that's
RPG!
That'll work to blow it up.
Yeah, can you get us some C4? What would we actually use to blow up my old PC?
Fucking
loads of firecrackers.
Styrofoam, diesel, and lighter.
Diesel doesn't light, does it?
No, petrol.
Petrol
lights. It can. It was a good enough
if
flame.
If you try hard enough.
Yeah. Mm. But it also makes napalm, so probably shouldn't say that online.
Yeah, you definitely should.
What?
Napalm. You know what napalm is, right?
No.
I thought it was a head
you
cream.
Know what napalm
it's
is.
War crime. That's what it is.
Napalm?
So it's what? A flammable sticky substance that they used to drop on in Vietnam.
Oh, sorry, I was looking at him. Say it again.
It's a sticky flammable substance that they used to drop on in the Vietnam War. And because it just burned at such a high temperature and it stuck to you, it just burned through you, basically.
I've got
and even if you like, jumped in a river, yes. So you were on fire, you jumped in a river, yeah. As soon as you got back out.
Can you
like,
show me?
Yeah. So it was dubbed a war crime.
Shut up. Yeah. Mm.
So it was cheap and easy to make, so that's why they did it.
Wasn't it like a 5 kill streak? God.
Fucking hell. Really? So even if you go in water and it's not a light?
Yeah, and then you come back out and it lights up again.
That's black magic.
It's fucked, mate. That's what it is.
That's my favourite Little Mix song.
Shut up, Ellis.
Oh, my God.
No, we aren't making it.
Why? It's only for a PC.
Because it's war crime.
Yeah, but we're not.
Whether or not it's for PC, it's still war crime.
Yeah, but what if we don't show anyone?
Just for us.
Remember, this bit's being cut. They're not going to know.
Just for personal use. Yeah.
How'd you make it?
I'm not going to say it.
You know how to make
it. I do, but I'm not going to go into it.
That's that sorted.
We've got the next Unabomber on this table, lads.
That's why Jesus. Do you know?
It's literally three ingredients. All you can get with it is...
Really?
What is this? A fucking presentation on Blue Peter on how to fucking build a bomb?
He's definitely on some sort of watch list thing. He's definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
He's on A-list.
Just add him to a new one now.
Oh, God. Where were we?
6 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Go on, Ellis. You time yourself.
I don't need to time myself because I have only done one thing this week, and that is work 70 hours.
You worked 70 hours?
Yes, sir.
That's disgusting.
How many hours are there in a week?
70.
No, it's like 120 something, maybe.
Quit fucking complaining, though. That's well loads of time off.
Fuck off. Nah, it's been shit. No, it's actually been okay, you know. It was just the last half that was shit.
Hmm.
The last 45. No, that's wrong. The last 35.
Oh, my God.
How can I elaborate? So without disclosing what my job actually is and what I do for a living, there's like a production side to it. And
porn. He does porn.
I do porn. Let's just get that out of the way.
He has an OnlyFans.
Hardcore pornography, but it's not me. I'm hiring people on the OnlyFans to perform for me.
You all right, mate? I've got something on my jacket here and it's pissing me off. Ah.
There you go.
Is it jizz?
Maybe. It's on the shoulder, so I don't know why it would be.
Were you with one of his production sets?
Maybe.
Were you one of them?
He doesn't know he's asleep.
What? He was in a coma. You can actually get a coma bonus. So, oh my God, you might have been actually sexually assaulted in a coma.
Oh my God.
Did your uncle come and see you at any point?
No.
Are you sure?
No, I wouldn't remember, would I? I was in a coma.
Fair point.
It was me.
No, I wasn't allowed anyone to come visit me. It was very lonely because it was during COVID, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah. So no one was allowed in.
Not that it really mattered.
Yeah,
I
mean, you were in a coma, so like...
Yeah, but I was awake for, like, at the last bit.
Well, you weren't in the coma.
Well, I couldn't... No, because I couldn't learn to walk while I was still in the coma. Do you know what I mean? Okay. I was still a length of time where I was in the hospital awake.
You were just, like, awake, but pretending you were still in the coma.
Just walking with my eyes closed. Banging into walls. I'm not good at this.
You're 70 hour a week.
So I basically have to set up and then whatever happens during this production. Then I have to do the fucking get out, which basically means pack up and put everything onto trucks. And, I don't want to get too specific because I don't want to... It's quite near here, so I don't want to kind of, you know, get myself in trouble.
All the fans, you don't want them stalking.
Exactly. But there was a client that we were working with at the very end of it, and he is a... So...
Hang on a minute. So you don't mind calling someone that you've worked with...
Well, I'm not going
to
see him again.
I don't know where you're working.
It was a client that came and then left.
Hang on a minute.
We still can you tell that I worked in porn? he was just a grumpy twat who just so I finished work at 6 o'clock in the morning during that day when he was there, and he I don't like being talked down to in general because, you know, manners. But this guy, he was there at the beginning, and we were like, we didn't like interact with each other, so we didn't have a vibe going on. But at the very end, he came in after I'd done a 16-hour shift saying, do this, that, that, don't do that, stop fucking about.
Does he have any authority over you?
A little, because he knows the system, because each production has their own schedule or different, I don't know what you call it, but anyway, I just don't like him.
And what's his name? We'll go find him.
I don't know his name, actually, so I'm quite thankful that I'll...
Do you know what he looks like?
Yeah.
Sorted. Simon?
All I need.
Yeah.
He looks a bit like Brandon.
Not really. Let's just kill him.
I'm joking.
He definitely listens to this as well, so fuck you.
But how
for
would
being
Brandon...
being horrible to Ellis. I know, so Brandon then.
But how would Brandon... but how would Brandon talk down to anybody? He's fucking tiny.
Yeah, to be fair.
No, actually...
No one else is going to get that reference. Our friend Brandon is very short. Carry on.
I was going to disclose.
I mean, they could have figured that out.
He is Brandon's height.
Oh. Was it Brandon?
No.
He was, wasn't it?
That's why I made the joke. Because
he had little
prosthetics
on. He was in disguise. He had a pair of them glasses with the big nose.
Oh, mate, we're going to where he works and I'm drop kicking him right away. But there you go.
Did you enjoy work?
Like I said, the first half was pretty all right. I worked with a lot of nice people. There was like a celebrity working on this thing. And
I don't remember going. Sorry,
I've never heard so much silence.
Yeah, that hurt. To be honest.
It was so loud.
Well,
that's gonna be the worst.
Glad to leave.
Yeah.
Just go straight to the outro.
The celebrity itself was a bit uptight, and
who was it?
I can't say. I'll say after this. But
oh, okay, who was it? We'll find.
Was it Brandon?
No, they were fine. They were just like, you know, get in, get out, and just do the work. No social cues or...
In fairness, they're probably very busy.
Yeah, I'd be like that if I was a celebrity.
Well, they had just had a baby, but that didn't deter them from being...
No way. It was Ethan Bazinga.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Imagine. All right, I'm actually bringing in a new segment just before myself, Steve, and Danny, and Chris, and you... Wait.
You?
Right. Anyone that hasn't done Our Week in 6 Seconds, I'm just going to cut you off for a second. There's a new segment.
Whatever.
Ellis is currently having a drink, aren't you? You're having a...
I can't disclose that.
He's having a...
I'm having a drink right now, but
cheeky little...
He's having a special Easter drink.
Beverage.
It's a happy Easter, everyone, by the way.
Special Easter drink.
Speaking of Easter, I've got a gift for everyone here.
Oh.
Uh-oh. I hope everyone appreciates
is that your
this.
Hang on.
It's got his Easter eggs.
No, it's just general old eggs.
There you go, mate.
Don't.
There you go.
Immediately. This is a bad idea.
There you go, mate.
Simon.
Stop playing with the egg.
Pass it down, because...
Pass me that. Give me your eggs.
There's my egg.
Yes.
There you go. Peace for everyone.
Never know, mate. I don't know what he's doing with them.
Why'd you smell it?
I don't know what he's been doing
Take
with them.
Take a bite out of it, dear.
Why would I bite into an egg?
Protein. Yeah. No, this
is
my lucky
cook
egg.
It, protein.
No, protein out of all egg.
Don't put it in there.
How much shit do you reckon?
How much drink have you got
eggs?
Left in
there? How much shit?
Oh, go on.
I was going to shut it in my mouth, but I kind of had... I mean... Oh, no.
That's a bad idea. Let's put it down. Yeah. Thanks for the eggs, Ellis.
No, you're welcome, mate.
Appreciate the gift. You don't get me many, but...
Mate, you buy nothing for me. I buy you everything.
You're
it's
a
true.
Little has no money.
True.
I'm your sugar daddy.
Daddy?
What?
Don't they say you can, like, if you squeeze like this, it won't break?
Yeah.
Don't
fucking
Don't do it.
You know, I wasn't going to do it.
Get me that plastic bag.
No.
I'm going to do it inside the plastic bag.
Do you actually want that?
No. You're not.
You'll have an eggy hand for the rest of the podcast. Do you really want that?
No, because if he puts his hand on the outside of the bag and then
Oh my God.
Pops it inside the bag.
Can we do this social experiment?
Oh my God.
Let's do it.
Right, you go and get the bag.
No, it's my bag. It's got my stuff.
No, it's my bag.
There's a bag over there. Go get that bag. There's two bags over there.
Christ, why are we talking about fucking smashing
an egg? No, because one of them's still my bag. I've got two bags.
Shut up, Stephen.
My bag.
Right. That cost me 5p.
Yeah, but I need it to play with Franco.
He's got like an actual backpack and we just use that.
Yeah.
That's mine.
No. Use the green one.
Use the green one. That was my one, yeah.
That's mine. No, the other one.
Oh my God, piss off.
Yeah, the other green one. The other green one.
Get a bag.
How many have you had, Ellis? It's just milk.
Wonder whose bag that is.
Yeah, this is going to go terrible.
Probably is.
It's going to go all over the mic and we're not going to hear Simon for the rest of the episode.
There's holes in it.
Oh, well, do not do it then. Put the bag down.
Yeah, it might leave, leave it, Simon.
Right.
It's the whole
this thing. Segment I'm talking about was I was going to say, Ellis is having a cheeky little beverage. Yes. Down one.
It's already gone.
Re-pour one.
Simon, it'll take a while. It's a specific drink I can't disclose, so I can't.
Simon, stop.
Simon.
Simon, don't be an asshole.
Why is it wet?
It's for science.
Because it's been in my cup.
Simon, why did you put an egg in your cup?
It's an egg cup.
Egg cup.
It's a good one.
What is happening? Right.
The whilst chicken that... shit eggs.
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
What is happening? Who are these people? No, sorry. They don't shit eggs.
I'm starting to get proper stressed here.
Jesus.
Some eggs have been introduced and it's all gone haywire. Because yeah. Chickens lay eggs on hay.
Haywire.
Oh I God. Will pour this on your head.
The steroids next are about to kick in.
He's done.
Where's he going?
He's left. This is what happens when I drink.
Right, come on.
Well, I need to like keep going because...
Okay, so whilst pouring his undisclosed drink, Chris can do his Are Week in 6 Seconds.
But he's also the clock.
He's a cock.
Why are you calling Ellis a cock? Like, he's just literally giving you a gift.
I don't disagree with him though.
Come here, phone.
Yeah,
oh, thank you, Danny.
Right, Danny will time it. Chris is going to do
I'm on TikTok. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. This is just an absolute...
I love it.
Chaos. This is chaos.
It's perfect.
Right, okay. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, go.
I invited myself to my parents' holiday, and I looked at a sexy guitar. Stop. They ain't stopped.
Sorry, there you go.
All right.
I thought you were just going to end up, I invited guitar. Myself. So doesn't make sense.
You invited yourself to what?
Oh, my parents' holiday. Yeah, so they went away. I never get invited, right? Why did I say that weird?
Invited.
I never get invited. I always get outvited.
So, shut up.
Yeah, they, I just see why think they forget invited. About me.
You're with Stephen,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see why you don't get fucking invited.
Why do we put up with this?
I don't know. Beat him up.
Yeah. Yeah, my they just don't invite me. So they're like, oh yeah, by the way, we're going away this weekend. You got to look after the dog. And then I was like, well, thanks for the fucking invite. Like, I'm doing nothing. And I actually booked the Monday off, so I was off.
Mm.
So I was like, oh, I'll just go then. So I just rocked up there. So the holiday,
Damn, you got some jazz.
Let me get this straight. Yeah. Your mum and dad have booked a night or like a weekend away to go and shag.
No, but Mike, no,
and
no.
You've
no.
turned up.
Yeah, maybe, but my brother also
get
went.
What the fuck?
Wait a damn second.
What is this? So incestuous, what I mean? Weird family.
So it wasn't like they weren't inviting anyone. So I was
they
like,
just didn't invite
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so I got singled out to not get invited. So
a reason for that.
Fair.
Yeah, it was pretty fair, but it's too late then. They couldn't stop me.
Who's going to stop me? Who's going to stop me?
What was the other thing?
Oh, I saw a sexy guitar.
Elaborate.
Do you play guitar?
A little. I tickle some strings, you know what I mean?
I don't want to talk anymore.
No. Anyway, so I went to this guitar shop. And then next minute, I'm just getting given this guitar to play, which is the worst. If like anyone like plays any sort of instrument, mm-hmm. it's like the worst thing ever because it's like you just forget how to play completely. So I'm there. He gives me the guitar. I'm like, right, fucking time for a fucking open G. Here we go, boys. Here we go. Oh, lovely. Bloody lovely. And it was a nice guitar. Yeah. End of story. I didn't buy it. I saved. I was tempted. Is this going anywhere? I'm going to keep going, actually. So I saw it.
Great. You may as well. Everyone else is just going to go, I worked and played games.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Sure, fuck it. I'm going to roll with it. So this guitar is fucking nice, yeah?
Why did you look at me so seductively like that? Don't give me the side eye.
So what kind of brand of guitar
I asked him a question.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I asked him a question. You're just interrupting.
People
are
butting into my story. It's an important story.
Put the eggs down.
Okay. Right, anyway. Yeah, how much was the guitar?
The guitar was 800 squiddies.
God damn.
How much money have you fucking got?
About 200 squiddies.
That's why he doesn't have the guitar.
He needs your gun, mate.
Plus, I was painting squids, which was just, it was all confusing.
You walked up with a bin bag full of squids.
Yeah, it was a really weird like exchange. I don't know why they use squids, but yeah. So anyway,
I actually knew that he was like going to bring this up, right? But he showed me the guitar that he was looking at, because you've been looking at it for a while, hadn't you? But you went to the shop and then it was there, so you were like, oh, I might buy it. But then it was like £200 more than online.
Yeah,
he showed me the guitar. It's the exact same fucking one. I went into the same shop months prior, looked at the same guitar and went, I'm going to buy that.
Yeah, it's
get
so
out of my
weird.
Fucking head. You're so
I think
weird.
You guys are so cute.
No. Yeah. He's copying everything I do.
Nah, mate. You copy me. How many times have you stole my fucking material on this podcast alone?
A lot.
Yeah.
How many times have you stole my steroids?
Oh, damn.
And we share. Oh, share the needle.
My arse first.
We had a running joke on episode 3 or 4 of the podcast where it was cut from Chris's perspective to Oshan's, but they would have the same face from a deep fake, just like they're like twinsies or something like that.
Oh yeah, we did, because we went on. Yeah, we were going on about that, weren't we? We were like,
yeah,
so
we're very similar.
It's weird. That's fucking weird.
You remember that, but not the rest.
Yeah, no, well, I watched it again, and I'm like, ah, yeah. I don't remember it during.
Ah, okay.
Right. Anyway, Ellis has now poured his drink. You've got to down it. 3, 2.
I'm terrible at downing.
I don't care. 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, he's nearly there.
I can hear the gulps.
Them gulps on
he's getting it down, to be fair. Oh,
it's going down.
Oh.
That's hot.
Nice. Round of applause. Right, next one. Get the next one in. Okay, brilliant. So you saw a guitar and you saw your mum and dad shag. Danny.
Hang on a minute.
Do you want to go?
I mean, I can.
Yeah, I mean, is there any point? Do you want me to, shall I guess? Is it work and play games?
Is it? Yeah, cool. Long way, like,
I might have cracked it on the head.
We'll start the clock anyway.
On the head. So, no,
we'll pass the eggs now.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, ready?
I can't be honest.
I played games, right? And I worked. That was close.
Well, that was close. You went over 6 seconds.
No, that's because I stopped it afterwards, yeah.
Right, can't be arsed with you. So moving on. Simon. You said you did something else.
I've
so.
Got something. It's not exactly me, but it's something I experienced.
Okay.
What?
1, 2, 3, go.
So this week, last week, whatever fuck week. Wait, start again. I panicked.
Right, we've all got a point in life because you definitely went over.
Oh, fucking hell.
Loser. No, hold on. I panicked.
Okay.
Let's go again.
Ready?
Yeah.
Why is he
go. One of my chefs in work, one of my fellow chefs, did a competition.
Okay.
Right.
And now I can elaborate. So there was it was a competition for Junior Chef of the Year.
How old is he?
He's... I'm
junior. Not junior.
No, it was junior sous chef of the year.
Oh.
So he's like 49. I don't know. I don't know how old he is, to be honest with you. But and he came second.
Hey, nice one.
The only reason he came second, so the winner of the competition, their dish went on the menus of all the pubs under our branch. So like, it'd be on everyone's menu. The only reason he didn't win is because they thought the dish was too technical for like the pubs to do. Do you know what I mean? To do like the way he did it on the day, they'd want it like that every day.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's way too technical of a dish to be done like that. And that's the only reason he didn't win it.
I thought you were going to say he named the dish like fucking cock tasty goo. They couldn't have that on the menus. No.
I mean, you could have that on the menu.
Yeah, if you had cock or van. That's isn't there dish.
I was thinking that as well.
Isn't there a meal called like spotted dick?
Yeah, there is.
That's on menus.
It's awful.
What is it?
It's a dessert.
It's awful. That's what it is.
Is it just like a dick with gonorrhea?
With spots on it?
Yeah.
They cut it straight off the cow.
Cow?
No, not a cow.
I see what you did there, but it didn't pay off.
Yeah. Spots.
Doesn't matter. I'm wasted here. Oshan to go.
Yep.
Oh. I've got time, I guess.
Yeah, get your timer ready.
Go.
I shat myself and someone stole my hosepipe.
Okay.
Is that in the same time?
Can't remember.
What?
No, it wasn't. So I shat myself because...
You ate something spicy.
No. This is actually a
metaphor. Your body's fucked.
Yeah. But no, this is metaphorical because me, Danny and Stephen played Phasmophobia for a gaming video, which is already out at youtube.com/milkmen. Go and watch it. It's funny as fuck because I'm in it.
Yeah, but it's not that funny because I wasn't.
No, actually, I've seen the I've seen the raw footage of it, and Danny's actually really funny in it.
All right.
What can I say? I'm a Raybold, you know what I mean?
But you all know the right.
He has got my jeans. Give them back, you cunt. They don't even fit you.
<That's>
I fucking don't like you, though.
You've got my hat. Give it back.
No. You're not getting your jeans.
Don't want
them. What? Not after just, you've,
not after you've worn them, lad.
Yeah.
I don't wash. That's like, why.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
You all right, mate?
He's having a fucking crisis.
He's having an episode.
He is, yeah. I'm egging.
Episode 7.
Kill me. Oh, my God. What is going... He's definitely...
He's like, lost it, mate.
He's lost it. Yeah. He's been around us for too long. He's been given this egg, and now all of a sudden he's just fucking off on one.
Look how red he's gone.
No.
Okay. Right. Moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and someone stole my hosepipe.
Why?
Because obviously, you know, like I sold my house, I had to get everything out. And I left some stuff outside, like in my garden, on my property.
Yeah.
Hadn't sold the house, by the way. So it was still when it was my property. I went to go and pick everything up from the outside. Someone had walked into my fucking garden and stole my hose pipe.
It was probably a neighbor that said, they haven't been in for X amount of time, so I'm just going to take it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry to interject, but I've remembered one little thing that I was going to mention.
Oh, it's
about
all about
week.
You, isn't it?
It has. But you said something about property being stolen. On the day that I finished up these 70-hour work week, somebody stole my water bottle.
It's really
not
weird.
A hosepipe, though, is it?
That's really weird. I've just got a new hosepipe in a bottle.
Crazy. No, I left it in the fucking like corner of the room.
What was it like? Was it like a water flask? It wasn't just like you'd bought like Evian.
It's a hydrant.
Someone's just cleaning up his litter.
Yeah, he's littered and someone put it away.
So on the day...
Where's my fucking water bottle?
On the day, I brought my water bottle in and like a fucking bag to house my lunch in. And when I went there in the middle of the night, it was just fucking gone.
What a joke.
And that bottle, I kid you not, cost 50 quid.
Been in my family for generations.
Hang on a minute. You spent £50 on a water bottle.
I'm sure it was reduced at the time, but it,
well, look, I'm not being funny, but I would steal it. If I saw a 50 quid water bottle lying about, no one's picking it up. That's gone.
It's had my fucking name on it and everything. What the fuck?
Oshan's over here complaining that someone stole his hosepipe and what horrible people they are. He's openly admitting that he would rob other bits of property.
I've got to make up for the stolen hosepipe.
Can't beat him, join him.
I'll beat you.
What?
I was so you pissed
do.
Off.
No, I don't anymore.
We'll go.
Wait, no.
I've already gone. It's the next segment, which is the weekly news recap. Has anyone got any news? Gonna guess no. Stephen, definitely not. Simon, Abbott.
I'm too piddled to remember anything.
Oh, you're a little bit tipsy now.
I'm on my fourth can, mate.
Hang on, sorry. There's a segment just before this weekly news recap where Ellis downs another drink.
No, I haven't got it in me.
You're gonna kill him.
I'll down halfway, but I haven't started this.
You haven't started it.
No.
Oh, you mean you'll have half? Right, carry on. Right. No one got any news then? No.
No.
Brilliant.
No,
cheers for being prepared, boys.
Welcome.
I have. The UK minister responds to questions over whether TikTok should be banned from UK phones.
Yes.
No.
No.
How mad is that? He's literally like, his job at the moment is to investigate whether TikTok should be banned. Get
we're
a fucking
life. We're paying these people thousands of pounds a year.
Yeah.
This is a point where I have a controversial opinion where the, I'm not sure which state it is in America that actually want to ban TikTok. And I kind of agree with them.
just because I hate TikTok.
Do you know what's mad? Is this segment right here is going on TikTok.
Yeah.
How crazy
I love
that?
TikTok.
Yeah, but like, you know what I mean? We're paying him and he's just like ruining our fun. Is that about... Also, did you hear... Sorry, this is actually... I've just fucking interrupted myself. Did you hear that if you're under 18 and you have a TikTok account, you own like there's only a certain amount of time that you're allowed on it. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, they limit the time. If you're that's under amazing. 18, they limit the time that you can spend on it.
I like that.
They want kids to go outside again. Like go and do things, not just sit in a room, like, end up like Stephen.
Well, no, no. What you could do in reverse...
No offense, Stephen.
You could do this in a reverse way where you could encourage kids to go outside and film TikToks.
Yeah, but they're trying to get them away from technology and like look at the world.
Nah, fuck that.
What is there to do outside? You know what I mean?
Climb trees.
Why did you say that?
I don't know.
I've never seen an 80-year-old version of you, and now I've just seen it.
Ah, my ribs and everything. It's really painful. I don't know what happened.
You're having a heart
I might be going back into the coma, boys.
What would you do? What would we do? You just... All of a sudden, he's just
well,
asleep.
We'd have to finish out the podcast.
Yeah. Just involuntarily.
Yeah, is that how it, I don't know if that's how it works, right? You just click it, right, straight to coma.
I'm clocking out, boys.
See you next year.
Yeah. See you in a couple of weeks, lads.
But we still bring him for every episode.
Yeah. Rotten
we go to the hospital.
Where are you going to get the crane
for that? Around the...
When you, wait, what?
Where are you going to get the crane for that?
Crane?
Yeah, to bring me in every week.
Or should I do steroids?
Yeah, mate.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Lift you up, mate. Easy.
Roll you. Holes.
What do you weigh? 10, 13 kilos?
Yeah, at least.
Easy, mate. Yeah. Done. Done's out washing. Don't worry about it.
What's next?
Yeah, TV and film. Right, I don't know how to say his second name properly, so I apologise to you
it?
Specifically, because Simon is going to be upset.
John Bernthal.
John Bernthal.
Oh, yeah.
How can you not pronounce
Let me
that?
Tell you something.
He's returning.
He is returning as the Punisher for the new Marvel series, Daredevil, Born Again.
Oh, I'm so excited.
How exciting is that?
Wait.
Me in the gym.
Shut up.
Wait. No, come on, though. That is good, though.
Let me tell you something.
I've seen that TikTok. He's just always
he
asking.
Yeah, yeah. 30 times, everything. Like everything is in games, yeah. Any TV show. He just says,
let me ask you something.
What is it he's going to ask?
Nobody knows to this day.
It has to be fucking hyped, man. Like, yeah. I didn't. So, weird thing is, I've never watched the Netflix two seasons that I did.
Yeah,
two seasons.
You haven't watched that.
I haven't watched it. No,
are you deranged in the face.
Yeah, Ellis, look at me.
Have you watched Daredevil?
That is my comfort show. I've watched that multiple times. Yeah,
that's mad.
Like I
that
love
is
it.
Crazy.
You've watched the Daredevil season that he was in it.
Yeah, I stopped.
Like,
I'm pretty sure I stopped watching Daredevil
me.
After
my,
the Punisher.
No, actually, I've watched two episodes of it. Like the Simon, place.
We're just talking, no one hears us.
Stephen's literally talking, and then you all just go, buh, 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 and he's like, my mic's not working, is it? Maybe if you speak up, mate.
Maybe it's your voice that's not working.
Yeah, that's definitely the case.
Bitch.
Could be.
What?
All right, Stephen, what did you want to say? I feel like.
Well, you already answered the question. You already answered the question. You already answered them.
What was it?
I was like, because he was like, I haven't seen Punisher, so I was like, have you seen Daredevil? And then no one replied.
I did reply, but.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, no, you answered the question without me asking you.
Top 10 saddest Stephen moments.
We're definitely making a playlist of that.
Yeah, it's just him. So, guys, on it. And no one says
anything. You need to watch the
Punisher. John Bernthal, out of 10, would you shag him?
Yes.
Nah.
Out of 10, don't just say yes.
Yeah, there is no number.
Shag him
I would.
There is no amount of money I would pay to actually shag this man.
If he walked in here now and went, let me ask you something, I'd be funny.
Would you let him ask him?
I would. Ask me anything, mate.
Quite recently, he did a TV show called American Gigolo. Mm. So I think you should watch that if you're really up to speed of. Wow.
Anything he's in, I'll watch it.
What's your favourite thing? Because obviously you're a massive fan of him. Isn't he like your favourite actor?
Yeah, he is.
And then Charlie Hunnam.
And then Charlie Hunnam, yeah.
Right, but what is your favourite thing that John's been in?
Oh. Well, The Walking Dead's a classic.
It's good.
It's good, but it's not...
And he did the Let Me Tell You Something in it.
So. It's good, but do you know what really annoyed me is, like, obviously I know it's based on the comics, but imagine him in like the later seasons. Mm. Oh my god, sorry for the spoiler. Dead.
He'd have fucked Negan up.
Yeah, 100%. Mate, have you seen the edit of, it's like, if he didn't die and then he comes in?
Yeah.
It's like, mate.
It gets you hyped, doesn't it? Just,
yeah. Imagine there's like a, what's that Marvel show where it's like, what if? Yeah. Imagine there was a what if of Walking Dead. That'd have to be it. He survived.
There is
a
zombie version of fucking what if.
Yeah, but not Marvel, just like a Walking Dead what if.
Oh.
So like.
If this person
I wouldn't be interested
die,
in that. Fucking shit.
He's fucking full of shit, you. My favourite thing is Punisher. Mm.
It's got like a thing.
It's so good.
He's quite a controversial character these days, isn't he? Because of the John? Whole... No, just the Punisher in general.
I was going to say.
Why?
What's wrong with John?
No, it's just nice like guy. Republicans and just American politics. Like, yeah, pro-gun, this is the character that sides with us. He fucking doesn't.
No, he's just killing people because you killed the family. Like,
yeah,
you know
exactly.
I mean? He didn't care about the gun.
Fuck yeah.
He'll use his hands if he has to.
That's a comic I want to see. Just what? Hands Punisher. Punisher to One Punch Man.
What, it's like a POV of the Punisher's.
Yeah.
What?
Anyway.
Have you ever read that?
No.
So good.
What?
Punisher kills the Marvel Universe.
Punisher kills
the Marvel Universe.
Not possible.
It's sick. And, yeah, and there's a Deadpool one as well. Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe.
What?
Yeah.
How does he do it?
Just kills him.
Same way he kills everything else.
The comics are fucking mad, you know.
They are crazy, yeah.
Like, there's this one comic, I can't remember, it might be in a What If, where Spider-Man, correct me if I'm wrong, Simon, gives Mary Jane cancer.
Oh, yeah.
From spider sperm.
Yeah, from his sperm.
Shit you not.
She dies of cancer because of Spider-Man's radioactive sperm.
No way.
What?
Yeah, some like mental stuff happens in the comics.
Man wasn't even wrapped up.
No.
Like, that's fucked.
That is mental, isn't it?
Anyway, moving on.
I want to see the movie of that.
Okay. Live action show.
It's just that what? For an hour.
Sparing.
Oh my God, right. If you haven't already, make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok with the handle @WatchMilkMen, because if you don't, I'll track your IP address, find out where you live, kill all your loved ones, including your family pets. And that's if you don't follow us on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram with the handle @WatchMilkMen.
Fucking Christ, man.
What's wrong with you?
There's a lot wrong with me.
Steroids have got into him.
You are Franklin Castle.
Franklin Castle.
That might be his full name, you never know.
Moving on, Curdle Conversation. A conversation between the six of us where we delve into the hypotheticals of the world's most notorious and despicable questions. The hypothetical question for today. You can choose one celebrity to kiss, one to marry, and one to kill. Who are they?
Do they have to be alive?
No. Well, I mean, actually.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you've got to kill them. So you can't kill a dead person, Alice.
What if they come back as a zombie?
They're not real.
Then you marry and fuck them.
Okay.
Well, no, it's kiss. Sorry.
Yeah, it's kiss, marry, and kill. Who would it be? Why are we all looking at Simon?
Because he's always got the good answers. oof. Who is your celebrity crush to begin with?
That's such a
broad question.
Tom Hardy. Because there is many.
Many men.
It might be
easy if you give him three celebrities.
No,
yeah. No, he's got to pick.
No, imagination is the best.
I'd probably marry Henry Cavill.
Yeah,
good choice. I was not expecting that.
100%.
Hang on.
What?
It's just a man. You have the choice of women.
He's not just a man.
He's Superman.
Just a man.
He's more than a man.
Who would I kill? Who do I not like?
Celebrity that you don't like.
I like everyone. I'm just such a loving person.
No, that's not true at all.
What do you mean?
That's a load of bullshit right there.
I'd kiss Alexandra Daddario.
Who?
You wouldn't Who's fucking that? Marry her.
No, because Henry.
Is
Cavill's
that the one
alive.
With the really blue eyes?
Yeah.
And I wonder why you'd kiss her.
What?
You're disgusting.
What's wrong with you?
And then who would you kill?
I don't know who I'd kill. Hmm. Oshan.
No. See, you said I'm a celebrity.
No, I only said that because Stephen was pointing at you from behind.
What the hell?
Who do I hate? I don't really hate anyone.
You can.
Yeah,
set...
I do.
Oh no.
Yeah, I do. Have you ever have you watched The Boys?
Yeah.
You know the red-haired woman in that?
Yeah.
The red-haired
woman? Yeah. Maeve. Like,
what?
Maeve.
No, not Maeve. Oh. No, not Maeve.
Oh, the manager.
The manager woman.
Oh, Ashley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she...
What?
Killer,
she'd be
yeah.
dead.
Why? Ashley's a good character.
Is that based...
In everything that I've watched ever with her in, I hate her in it.
Yeah, because she's the villain in everything.
Yeah, I know.
So, hang on a minute. So you dead. Kill her just based off of the fact that she plays bad characters?
Yeah.
There you go, dead. Then.
Yeah.
There's your solid
answer. Here as a person. She might be like lovely. Like, fuck off.
Best nice human in her life. She's nicer than Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, could be.
You're fair fucking enough. Choke her out.
Yep.
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds.
It's got to be, hasn't it? Marry Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong.
Get off. Like,
soft answer.
What are you talking about?
I'd kill Blake Lively. Competition out of the way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
And
then kiss
Blake Lively.
In that order.
And then I would kiss.
Who do you want to give affection to? Like, as in, like, I see you. You deserve love. There you go.
Don't say me.
Stephen's mum.
She's definitely watching this.
No, he's watching it, isn't she? He's watching this.
She Stephen's now knows mum. Your deepest, darkest secret.
No, I don't know. Right, okay. Got a bit slippery. What did you just say?
Oh. You just went.
Oh no!
I'm sorry. We love you. That's it.
He's had too many.
A little too much.
Although
a little
I did
too
drink
much.
It,
confidence is up.
How many non-alcoholic beverages have you had?
Four.
Now? Oh God!
In a span of half an hour, probably.
Yeah, it was half an hour.
Mm.
Christ. Okay. So who would you kill then, Chris?
No, I told you I'd kill Blake Lively.
It's oh no! Sorry. Yeah, it's kiss, isn't it?
So, let me think.
Who do you think?
Yes, yeah, so I reckon I would kiss. It's got a bit of Anna Darmus on it.
Can I have his answers? I know the last episode, oh, you steal all his material.
You've got an intense
crush.
They
are good answers, to be fair.
Yeah.
Listen.
But no.
I'm all ears, okay. Right?
Yeah. Right.
But you can't steal my answers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you've said yours. All right, Danny, you say yours and then I'll think of mine.
I'm going to kill Kanye West.
Fair.
That's actually...
Kiss really Jenna Ortega.
Fair.
Who, sorry?
Jenna Ortega.
Okay.
Yeah. And probably kill the same redhead girl voice, because I hate that character. See? I hate that character with a passion, yeah.
I've just thought about one I would actually prefer to kiss, if you want Ana de Armas. What about Doja Cat before she shaved her head?
Who the fuck is that?
I thought of another one that I'd want to kiss more than Alexandra as well.
Well,
Jean Ellie.
These names are fucking over my head.
It's not really a celebrity, that's just a person.
Well, she's known, though, isn't she? Do you know what I mean? But
she's known.
She's a known?
Yeah. It's mental. She's got magic and everything. Do gnomes have magic?
I don't know.
Or is that a leprechaun?
Go. Oh, sorry.
More of a known well, verb.
Shut up. Right, okay. I would marry... See, I was going to say Andrew Garfield. Because he would be a good husband. You just know he would.
He'd treat you well.
Yeah. I'd kiss Tom Hardy. Because you just know he knows his way around a man.
If you're going to say you would kill fucking, what is it? A fucking third Spider-Man.
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland.
No. Fucking Tobey Maguire.
Why would I kill him?
Okay, I was sensing a pattern.
Bell's gone. We'll never know.
See you later.
What does that mean?
What do you mean? What does that mean? It's the bell.
School's over, lad.
Yeah.
Home time.
It just means you're never going to know.
We film this in the school, by the way. It's really fun.
I shouldn't be here. Sorry. Stephen?
No.
Wait, no, you haven't finished your last one.
What? Who would I kill? I don't really...
Bill.
Trying to think of someone I hate.
John Bernthal. Yeah.
No, I love him.
Is this something you need to tell your girlfriend?
No, she knows. You say yours, and then I'll think of who I'd kill.
It's not how this game works.
We're doing like prop answers. Everyone just
said. I said all three of them.
When? Who?
What do you mean?
I can't remember. It was
John
Taker.
Oh shit! Yeah, he did.
I can't remember who I said would marry.
Right, Robin.
And then I'd kill the same redhead girl.
I was going to go with Kiss, Jenna Ortega.
Can't copy him. If I can't copy him, he can't.
He copied one. Not all
who
of
said
them.
Copy?
I didn't.
You were going to.
Yeah. That's not a rule. You can't make
okay,
up
so I can copy one. Yeah. I'd kill Blake Lively.
I'm going to pick the answer for Stephen. Fucking play a person who plays Quake in fucking Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
No, that's his answer.
Oh, yeah, she is really fit.
But I've heard more about his opinion about that that actress than.
Not really. I was going to go probably marry this Hayley Steinfeld, but.
Oh, yeah, she is fit.
Hayley Steinfeld?
What?
I can't think of who that is.
Are you right?
No, I'm fucking drunk.
What?
Oh, speaking of which, actually.
Kate Bishop.
In Hawkeye.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Velma.
What?
Oh, yeah, Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
Oh, what? Scooby-Doo.
She was in Scooby-Doo. She was Velma.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
That one. I know. You know. I'm saying to him. He doesn't know who it is.
What the fuck is Scooby-Doo?
Hey.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Do you know who I'm talking about now?
I do.
Good.
It's not who I was talking about, though.
Oh, my God.
Hayley Steinfeld is the fucking young one from Hawkeye. But you're thinking about the person who played Velma. The mother of Hawkeye.
Sorry.
Simon, I'm confused. There's no one know who Hayley is.
I know.
Yeah. I know she is.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Rings a bell. Get it?
Cause
it
was a... Shut up.
All right.
Who did you kill?
I don't know.
Who do you not like?
Oh, mate, you hate everyone. You hate everything.
Okay, let's turn this around. What celebrity have you seen constantly, recently, that you're like, I've seen enough of them?
Everyone.
Just sick in the head. No, that's not right. Oh, fucking hell, moving on.
You didn't answer yours.
I didn't answer any of mine. You completely nailed it. What's the word?
I know, you completely missed Ellis. I was going to say you went from Sam to Chris.
Yeah.
Do I care?
Ellis?
Seems like a you problem.
I'll come back to you, Ellis. Come on.
No, just choose for me. I'm too drunk to remember anybody.
Anybody.
No, what I was going to say was, before I fucking interrupted, moving on, Ellis is now his segment where he needs to down his drink again.
Sure.
There's nothing in it.
And you can think of who you'd kill. You still need to answer, mate.
He hasn't answered any of them.
Yeah, because he's down in a drink. Give him a fucking chance.
You were saying?
Jesus.
Wait, although he did he did tell us to pick for him. Should we just pick children actors?
What? Oh, no. Okay, so he'd kiss Bella Ramsey.
Mm-hmm. Wait, she's 18.
She's 19. 19, isn't she?
Yeah.
So, fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Why are you looking at me? I'm not picking them all.
Because you're the pedophile in the group.
What?
He's not wrong.
Mate.
Oh, my goodness.
We are in a school. Should we tone it down?
Yeah.
You should, lads.
Oshan likes kids.
I'm not a pedophile.
That's something a pedophile would say, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that is something a pedophile would say.
Okay.
All right, next segment.
Well, hang on. We haven't said who he'd marry or kill. Who'd he marry?
What do you think my tastes are?
Weird.
Fair.
He'd marry
marry Shaq.
I'll go with that.
You'd be red raw.
I've had an experience.
Doesn't need to be said, does it? It's not something that needed to be said.
Yeah, but you know it's true. And then who'd he kill?
Shaq.
I've had my use out of you now.
Okay. All right. Well, cheers for that, boys. I have actually got a bonus question, actually.
Oh, yay.
What are your biggest pet peeves? Can I say mine first,
please? Existence. Yeah, mate, go ahead.
All of you. You're so fucking annoying.
I'm not even that big.
This is the type of shit I'm talking about. No, you are all guilty of it, but my biggest pet peeve is when I'm trying to organise something and I message a chat, everyone fucking reads the message and then proceeds to not say fuck all.
I say it every time.
In all fairness, when I do it, I'm in work and then I just forget to reply because I put my phone down.
Not my problem.
Usually I'm shitting, so I have to concentrate on that.
Mate, you look so drunk.
Isn't he driving home?
Usually I'm shitting.
He's the designated driver, right?
Yeah, he's the one getting his home, right?
Yeah. What are your biggest pet peeves?
Mine is something like work related.
Okay.
Is it just going to work?
Yeah. No. So in work, right, on the burgers, we have a slice of tomato. So we have to pre-prep them, slice tomatoes. People put the ends of the tomato in with the normal slices, and it pisses me off.
Oh, that is annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when I see them, I just get so angry.
Do you know who does it?
I know who does it.
Name drop him right here, right now.
Robbie Lambert.
You're dead.
No, he stopped doing it because I told him it pisses me off.
Do you start playing the Punisher playlist when you're...
Is that the polite way of saying that you told him, like, you're going to fucking murder him?
No, I didn't. I wasn't nasty about it. I just said, just don't do that. It's fucking annoying.
But do you enjoy your workplace?
Anyway.
Chris, any pet peeves?
Cats.
Get fucked.
Hamsters.
Fucking hell.
Right, I'm just going to ignore him. Ellis. Right,
can I change my answers from fuck, marry, to kill to killing him?
Yeah, but he's not a celebrity.
Yet.
Can we just kill him anyway?
Yet. Before the milkmen kick off.
I'll kick off if you can.
Or in a few years' time when we're watching this back and we are famous, we can go, oh, but he is now. You know what I mean?
And then stab him.
And then we can kill him.
You'll be famous, Ojan.
Huh?
You'll be famous.
For the only one reason.
On the news.
What?
After they find your hard drive.
Can we not make this?
Sorry.
God, we're all famous when the group chat leaks.
And... oh, we're all going to prison.
Not me, lad. I've never said anything weird in there.
Let's pull up the chat.
Yeah, we've got hard evidence that you have.
Yeah, literal hard evidence.
You sent us pictures of your beaten cock.
We saw those.
It's like a melted stick of butter, wasn't it?
Like part melted and it's got like the hand grips in it.
Okay. Stephen, try and save us.
It's like salami after you put it in the microwave.
My God, stop talking about his beaten cock. Stephen, what's your pet peeves? If you've got any.
It's me. He's going to say me.
No, you must have one.
When people post stuff in the group chat.
When they're trying to organise things. With you. When people try to be sociable.
Yeah.
It's like when people try and make me go outside, he's like, fuck off.
Having friends, you know? Who needs them?
Just a roasting session.
Yeah. I know.
Oh my God, should we do a roast of Stephen?
No.
Why not?
I mean, what's he going to do about it? Do you know what I mean?
Should we just do a roast of Oshan?
The headliner.
Yeah, let's do a roast of Oshan.
I don't care.
Roast of Oshan?
I think we should just do a roast of everyone. But we take it in turns.
No, you can't roast me. I'll get really upset.
Shut the fuck up.
Just starts crying on stage. Shall we actually? That'd be fucking
funny. That'd be fucking funny, but I don't know how it would end up. We'd probably just like fucking leave the milkman.
Yeah,
just, that's how it ends.
It'd fall apart.
Yeah, but it would be fucking worth it.
That video would make us famous, but then we wouldn't make any more content.
Exactly.
Because we'd all just go home and start. We'd just
reap the benefits of that video and that's it.
You'd be what?
I'd be sound, me.
You'd not sound right now, mate.
I don't give a shit.
You'd definitely
peel in my fucking scalp.
You'd slip back into a coma.
No. Slowly, every roast.
Did you say you've got a pet peeve, Ellis?
I can't think of one.
You can't fucking think at the moment, mate.
Yeah.
Danny?
I don't have one.
Well, my pet peeve is when you ask me to fucking down a drink. How about that?
Yeah, you can.
Down a drink, Ellis.
He hasn't got any.
You haven't got any more drinks? How many have you had?
Four.
Did he eat the cup?
Yeah, well, hang on. Where's the cup?
It off, like? I was hungry. What do you expect? I want a kebab as well.
Literally an egg here, yeah.
Don't. No, Sam. No.
He just put it in his mouth.
Has he just put an egg in his mouth? Yep, he has. Brilliant.
I swear I saw shit on one of these eggs.
Moving on.
Not anymore.
Oh, God. Okay. Just ignore what's happening at the other end of the
That's
table.
That's turning into a gif.
Okay, segment 5. One word at a time. As the name suggests, we devise a story one word at a time. If two or more of us speak at the same time, then we can vote on which word stays in the story. The game is over when the story reaches a natural finish and the person who spoke the first word announces the end. I'm going to go first. I...
Once.
Condoms.
Okay. I know what you're thinking.
This.
Podcast.
To.
End.
Wow.
Oh. Let's go!
Good story.
To be fair, I didn't say the end, so it's carrying on.
With.
Yeah, just say the end now, though.
No. That's not good English. I want this podcast to end.
With.
Stephen.
Up.
Me.
Like.
A.
Eiffel
Tower.
The end.
Okay.
Nice. Stephen's going at me like an Eiffel Tower. Like this.
Okay.
Is that what the Eiffel Tower does?
It does now.
Jesus. Segment six, closing words. The final segment where Simon says one of his favourite facts about milk off the cuff, which he definitely hasn't thought of one. So I'm going to just chat some shit until he gets something in his brain.
I'll think of something.
I actually know a milk fact, though. It didn't get said.
Are you Simon?
Your segment, is it?
Yeah, but you want me to like whisper it?
Yeah.
Shut up, Seppo.
It's my segment. Leave me alone.
Whisper it into my ear, not into the mic.
Okay, flamingo.
Get fucked. No way. Yeah. Here's one that I just thought of. Flamingo's milk is pink.
That's wild.
Yeah, I just remembered that.
That's crazy, that, isn't
it? That is crazy.
Who's milking a flamingo?
Me. Yeah. And why do flamingos
Yeah, but why does someone milk a cow? Do you know what I mean? It's dodgy. It's all dodgy.
The first person to do it is fucking weird. But I respect it.
Mm. Yeah, I respect it.
So, Chris, what was your milk fact?
This backfired.
I mean, I got one.
Milk is a good source of calcium.
Of calcium?
It's not a good source.
Milk is a good source.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Right. Any other closing words from anyone? No. Why are you just shaking an egg?
Scrambled egg, innit?
You got something special, you know. Can I do the egg squeeze hand thing?
No.
let's get the bag and let's finish it up with that.
Oh, my God.
The bag's got holes in it.
He can run to the fucking sink.
No, we're cutting off. That's it. We're done.
Saved by the bell.
All right, see you later. Bye.
We stop egging each other violently.
It just ends with that full like
right on the lens. Like.
Oh, for God's sake. Right, see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to episode 7 of the Milk Bar Podcast. If you'd like to support us further, go to our Patreon at patreon.com/milkmen for a multitude of membership levels available. I can't concentrate because, and I'll explain why, Simon and Danny are being absolute cunts behind the camera. If you've enjoyed this episode, just make sure to subscribe. If you want to support us more, go to our Patreon. And we'll see you next time in the next episode. And happy Easter.